Great. ColoradoHealthInstitute.org. And Joe Hanel, thanks again for your time. Appreciate it.
Called the Colorado, made the canyon they call Grand. Believe me now, my good man, I was there, but now here I am. And were you there, my good man, when the watery volcano exploded into land? Believe me now, my good man, I was there, but now here I am. And were you there, my good man, when the weather became water and then washed ashore the sand? Believe me now, my good man, I was there, but now here I am. Is finally smothered out with his mighty right hand. Believe me now, my good man, I'll be there, but now here I am.
Didn't seem like much to bid a guy. I was thinking, hang on, man, something's wrong. Your blues, they do seem to be gone. Heaven ain't bad, but you don't get nothing done. Lay down your head a while. You are not needed now. You are not needed. Fine, as long as you're back in your room on time. watchful eyes are too hard on your soul. With the smoke hills just across the way and this fog upon the light of day, I'd be hard pressed coming up with somewhere to go. Lay down your head, poor boy.
Welcome to Highway 322. I am your host, Damon. I'm going to get started. I guess it's the 50th anniversary. Everyone's talking about a certain festival up in Bethel, New York. We're going to get started. This is the artist that was actually supposed to open the Woodstock Festival, but he got stage fright and was sort of inebriated in other ways. So here is sort of a lesser known appearance at Woodstock. This is Tim Hardin. And we're going to get started in sort of a Woodstock Festival-inspired set here on Highway 322. Thank you.
We were half a million strong. And everywhere was a song and a celebration. And I dreamed I saw the bomber riding shotgun in the sky. We are stardust, billion-year-old carbon, golden, caught in the devil's bargain, and we've got to get ourselves back to the garden. Yes, we've got to get ourselves to the garden. Yes, we've got to get ourselves back to the
I was a member of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river. That's how it all begun. We were knee-deep in the big muddy. The big fool said to push on. Well, the sergeant said, "Sir, are you sure this is the best way back to the base?" "Sergeant, go on, I forded this river about a mile above this place. It'll be a little soggy, but just keep slogging, we'll soon be on dry ground." We were waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. Well, the sergeant said, "Sir, with all this equipment, no man will be able to swim." "Sergeant, don't be nervous, Nelly," the captain said to him. "All we need is a little determination. Men, follow me, I'll lead on." We were neck deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. Well, all at once the moon clouded over, we heard a gurgling cry. A few seconds later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, "Turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on." And we just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. We stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the water was deeper than the place he'd once before been. Another stream had joined the big muddy about a half mile from where we'd gone. We were lucky to escape from the big muddy when the big fools had to push on. Well, I'm not going to point any moral, I'll leave that for yourself. Maybe you're still walking, you're still talking, you'd like to keep your health. But every time I read the paper, them old feelings come on. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on.
Dreamed about a reef of 5 feet long, a little bit high, but not too strong. You'll be high, but not for long. If you're a viper, I'm the king of everything. Got to be high before I can sing. Sky is high, so am I. If you're a viper, when your throat gets dry, you know you're high. Everything is dandy. Truck on down to the candy store. Bust your mouth off peppermint candy. Now you know your body is sent. You don't give a darn if you don't pay rent. Light that tea, let it be. If you're a viper, you're a viper.
Support comes from Emporium Presents, featuring Steve Earle and the Dukes at the Paramount Theater in Denver on August 22nd. Tickets at altitudetickets.com and the Pepsi Center box office.
It's the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, and KGNU will celebrate by playing one of the most complete collections of music and recordings from the festival during Sleepless Nights and Restless Mornings. Tune in to these shows between August 15th and August 19th to experience the wonders of the Woodstock Festival once again.
Gonna run down that set list for you. It started off there with Tim Hardin, If I Were a Carpenter, and little bit of audio problems in that from the festival, but it certainly some good technique and excellent song. Sort of as he started to decline a little bit from, I guess, heroin addiction, the older version of opioid addiction back before the pharmaceutical companies prescribed it. And David Crosby covering, of course, Joni Mitchell's Woodstock and featuring from his last record. And Minnie Richard Farina gave us House of U.S. Un-American Blues Activity. Waist Deep in the Big Muddy, of course, Pete Seeger. And we just finished up with Fear of Viper from the Jim Queskin Jug Band. We're going to get into one, a song I know from John Sebastian, but I found a good version by the Asylum Street Spankers, who have been in the studio probably a few times. So we're going to hear this one.
Until I saw your city lights, honey, I was blind. they said, get back, honky cat, better get back to the woods. Well, I quit those days and my redneck ways. Cat, living in the city ain't where it's at. It's like trying to find gold in a silver mine. It's like trying to drink a whiskey, oh, from a bottle of wine. Well, I read some books and I read some magazines. Ladies down in New Orleans, and all the folks back home, they said I was a fool. They said, oh, believe in the Lord is the golden rule. They said, get back, honky cat, you better get back to the woods. Well, I quit those days and my redneck ways. It's gonna break your heart. But how can you stay when your heart says no? How can you stop when your feet say go?
That way, round that time, matching vest, both his wingtip shoes. He built a closet on a high back porch, put a penny in a burned out fuse. Grandpa was a carpenter, he built houses, stores, and banks. Chain smoked Camel cigarettes and hammered nails and planks. He was level on the level, shaved even every door, and voted for Eisenhower, cause Lincoln won the war.
Well, he used to sing me Blood on the Saddle and rock me on his knee and let me listen to the radio before we got TV. Well, he'd drive to church on Sundays and he'd take me with him too. Stained glass in every window, hearing aids in every pew. Grandpa was a carpenter, built houses, stores, and banks. Chain smoked Camel cigarettes and hammered nails and planks. He was level on a level, shaved even every door. He voted for Eisenhower, cause Lincoln won the war. Now my grandma was a teacher, went to school in Bowling Green. Traded in a milking cow for a Singer sewing machine. Well, she called her husband Mister, and she walked real tall and proud, and used to buy me comic books after Grandpa died. Grandpa was a carpenter, he built houses, stores, and banks. Chain smoked Camel cigarettes and hammered nails and planks. He was level on a level, shaved even every door, and voted for Eisenhower, cause Lincoln won the war.
Dark end of the street. crazy family till I was weary to the bone. But hard labor never bothered me. Lord, it's all I've ever known. Too many seasons of calamity and too much interest on the loan. I'm half the size that I used to be, and half of that is gone. The crops ain't worth the seed, and ten will only get you fine. The livestock I'm feeding, I can hardly keep them alive. I gotta do what I can to survive. I know the law won't be forgiven, but that'll be the choice I make.
saw you turn on me.
KGNU will be live streaming all 3 days from the Arise Festival main stage August 2nd through 4th on AfterFM.com. If you're not at the festival, you can still hear artist performances, interviews, and more on AfterFM. Scheduled acts on the main stage include Tipper, Sunsquabby, Closey, and many more. Tune in online for 3 days of Arise Festival live stream Friday through Sunday, August 2nd through 4th on AfterFM.com.
Heard Don Landes in there. I think that's how you say that. Wind and Rain from the last record, Meet Me at the River. Levon Helm from his last album right before he passed. That was Growing Trade. We heard the Flying Burrito Brothers, John Prine. Leon Womack gave us that cover of Honky Cat and started all off with jug band music by the Asylum Street Spankers. Gonna hear one, Rock of Ages. Probably know this one. It's been covered by a lot of people. Here's Gillian Welch.
See the rock of ages. Mama's crying long,
and she can't get up.
Mama's crying long,
and she can't get up.
Mama's hands are shaking,
and she can't get up.
Mama's hands are shaking,
and she can't get up.
Mama's running hard
from the boss's man.
Mama's running hard
from the boss's man.
Called her anyway,
the boss's man.
Called her anyway,
the boss's man.
They lie on the ground
again and again.
They lie on the ground
again and again.
I can hear her screaming
again and again.
I can hear her screaming
again and again.
Mama's crying long,
and she can't get up.
Mama's crying long,
and she can't get up.
Mama's hands are shaking,
and she can't get up.
Mama's hands are shaking,
and she can't get up.
It was late at night
when she got the knife.
It was late at night
when she got the knife.
She went to his room
when she got the knife.
She went to his room
when she got the knife.
Mama's dress is red,
it was white before.
Mama's dress is red,
it was white before.
Lift it up and see,
it was white before.
Lift it up and see,
it was white before.
Mama's crying long,
and she can't get up.
Mama's crying long,
and she can't get up.
Mama's hands are shaking,
and she can't get up.
Mama's hands are shaking,
and she can't get up.
All the men have come,
and they brought the rope.
All the men have come,
and they brought the rope.
They came here for Mama,
and they brought the rope.
They came here for Mama,
and they brought the rope.
Mama's crying long,
and she can't get up.
Mama's crying long,
and she can't get up.
Mama's hands are shaking,
and she can't get up.
Mama's hands are shaking,
and she can't get up.
Mama's in a tree,
and she can't come down.
Mama's in a tree,
and she won't come down.
Mama's flying free,
and she can't come down.
Mama's flying free,
and she won't come down.
Mama's flying free,
and she can't come down.
Mama's flying free,
and she won't come down.
Mama's flying free,
and she can't come down.
Mama's flying free.
It's been a long time, but you know I can remember some things that we used to do. I was playing with him when I was 8 years old. That what made me such a guitar player in a way of speaking, because he never learned me a note, but he'd always play in front of me, and I'd learn my own in a way of speaking is this. Mm-hmm. We went a long ways together, and we used to play at a place you called Buffalo, Texas. That was about 75 going toward Dallas. Mm-hmm. So the last I heard of Blind Lemon, he was in Dallas. And so I heard that he got frozen up there, so I didn't know, but he was nice to me in every way, and I appreciated little things he done. Mm-hmm. And he used to holler at me, say, "Boy, you better play it right."
Yeah.
And I'd go ahead on and play it with him, and he'd say, "You know it's one kind favor I'll ask to you." And you see, me and him would just cat like that, you know. Uh-huh. And I just come on up to be one of them people. Now I'm an old man now, near about old, because I think I'm 16 tomorrow. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Where did you first hear him? What town did you first hear him?
Well, the first time I heard him in was Waxahachie. Mm-hmm. Waxahachie, Texas. It was fixing to be association at the Buffalo, Texas, that in the coming week. So we all got together and went up there. Mm-hmm. We rode a flat back 25 truck, model truck. Uh-huh. Yeah, all of us just cried up on the road up there and hear him sing. Also, I plead with him.
Was he well known?
Well known up there. That was his home, was his bread and bone. His mother and dad and everything, brothers, mm-hmm. cousins, all was up there. They're up there now.
What did he look like?
Oh, he was a great big fat dog, man, with a big stomach. Uh-huh. He laid that guitar across his stomach, man. It was a shame.
Uh-huh.
See, and the guitar stick way up toward his chin. Uh-huh. Yeah, he had that much stomach. Right way back.
Uh-huh. Was anybody lead him around, or did he get around?
No, they wouldn't lie. You lead him, because he said you call him blind. You know, don't call him blind, because he never did feel like he's blind, because he's always like that. He was uh-huh. born like that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I believe, I believe I does my brain. I believe I does my brain. I quit the best girl that I'm loving. You're to give the boys my room. I believe. I believe I'm going down slow. I believe I'm going down slow. Nobody to feed and care for me, baby. Nobody to tell me which way to go. I'm gonna write a telegram, mom. Telephone every town I know. I'm gonna write a telegram, baby, and I will telephone every town I know. I don't find a gal in New York City, man, she must be in East on my mind. I'll tell you that a mama was on my mind. Declared a good girl leaving me, leaving me far behind.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. Last week, we played a concert in the park with a lot of patriotic songs in honor of the 4th of July, even though it was a little after the 4th of July. And one of the people that was mentioned last week was Arthur Pryor. And I'm going to devote a whole program to Arthur Pryor because he's really a very important musician as far as America is concerned, and very few people know that. Arthur Willard Pryor, born September 22, 1869, in St. Joseph, Missouri. He was literally born into music and on the second floor of the Lyceum Theater in St. Joseph to boot. His father, Samuel D. Pryor, was the music director for most of the instrumental groups in St. Joseph, including the band and theater orchestra, which is why they lived at the Lyceum Theater. Samuel began teaching his son cornet at the age of 5, although he had shown some rhythmic propensity with the drums even earlier. His mother taught him some piano as well. He would eventually study under a professional teacher and music theorist who would train him for several years. Arthur soon migrated from cornet to alto horn, and at age 6, performing as a salaried member of his father's band, He moved from that to violin at age 9 and to valve trombone, which was the ancestor of the slide trombone, by age 11, when he was being billed as, quote, the boy wonder from Missouri at the concert in put on by his father's band. It was around this time that Arthur received a used slide trombone that was given to his father in payment of a debt. Slide trombones were considered a novelty, regulated to use in some symphonic groups, and therefore not used in bands. Samuel encouraged Arthur to figure the thing out and practice at it, which Arthur often did up to 10 hours a day. He eventually found out some necessary details from other players, such as using the entire slide, not just one-third of it, and the necessity to keep the slide oiled. He played it at a weekly music competition in town and was finally asked to give other children a chance to win because he'd won virtually every time he entered. Arthur soon mastered the slide trombone, also took up drums, violin, upright bass, and continued to work on the piano. At age 13, he needed to stand up on a soapbox in order to reach the top of the neck of the upright bass. By 15, he was a lead trombonist in his father's band and gaining a solid reputation. At age 18, Arthur was offered a position with a traveling concert band, and he left his Missouri home to go on tour for the next 2 years. It's time for a musical break, so we'll play about three of Arthur Pryor's compositions in a row, starting with one from 1895, the earliest one we have, called A Kansas Two-Step. And here is the New Columbian Brass Band. Thank you.